Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin is going to be talking to us about the opportunities and challenges that part-time real estate investors may not have seen as we come to the close, as we approach the close of 2016. So with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So let's talk about these things that you can see and those things that you may not see but still should be aware of.
Well, I think as the part-time real estate investor starts to wind down 2016, I think it's human nature that we all can easily and hopefully excitedly look back on 2016 as real estate investors and recognize, you know, some great accomplishments that you had as an individual investor and as a business owner. And, you know, those are the easy things to recognize and see and celebrate. And those are the things that, you know, ideally will catapult you into the next level of success in 2017. And, you know, these are the obvious things, like I am sure you know how many houses you bought as a real estate investor in 2016. And you probably know how many houses you sold. And hopefully those numbers, you know, exceed your goals and expectations back from when you began the year. You probably know how many rental properties you now hold, and hopefully you're at where you want to be in the building of your portfolio. You know, hopefully you know the revenues you generated and the profits that resulted from those revenues as you wind down 2016. So there's a lot of very tangible measures that you can look back on 2016 and, you know, hopefully celebrate your successes. But as you alluded to, what's even more compelling are the things that you can't see as a part-time real estate investor when you look back on 2016. And it's those things that you can't see or you can't recognize or don't recognize, those are likely where your greatest opportunities are for continuing to build your real estate investing business and, you know, perhaps transitioning even from a part-time investor or a weekend investor to a full-time investor, if that's your goal. It's those hidden things or those things you didn't see in 2016 that are really going to make the step function improvements in your business for 2017. So let's talk about some of those things, and maybe we can uncover some areas in your business that you can look back in retrospect into 2016 and perhaps identify some of those things you might have missed or some opportunities that you can leverage to build and improve your business in 2017 as a real estate investor. Let's look a little bit at your exit strategies. You know, I track my exit strategy. Every single house I buy, I know exactly what I did with it in terms of the exit strategy. And for me, you know, the fundamental exit strategies that I use in my business here in Dallas, Texas, as a Homevestor franchisee and full-time investor, is wholesaling to off-market deals to other investors, as is cash sales. I do retails where there are fix and flips, as they're commonly known, and then sold on the MLS to owner-occupants. I do rentals or buy and holds. And I do assignments, simply getting properties under contract and then assigning those contracts to other individuals, typically investors. And those are the exit strategies that I'm familiar with and that I use frequently and that fit my goals and objectives. But I'll be the first to admit in my own business that there's many exit strategies that I don't do, and it's not necessarily because they're bad exit strategies. They're just exit strategies typically that I'm not familiar with enough or educated enough or confident enough that I could execute well. And I challenge myself every year as I look back on my exit strategies used and how I use them and the frequency. I challenge myself and ask myself, am I doing the right things with the properties I'm buying? And am I using the right exit strategies to maximize my returns and grow my business? And, you know, I listed a few exit strategies, probably some of the more common ones. Beyond that, the list goes on. There's seller financing, there's subject dues, there's joint ventures, there's investing in real estate notes. There's all sorts of creative real estate investing strategies, exit strategies, that we should all challenge ourselves to look at. And you know, when you do look at these other exit strategies, things you may not have leveraged or done in 2016, there's very likely something out there that can complement your business, expand your business, or grow your business in 2017. You know, also, look back on your education. You know, I'm a home investor franchisee here in Dallas, and I own a franchise, and I'm part of a network, and I have great access to training and development and tools and procedures and processes and a great network of home investor franchisee colleagues, and that tends to drive a significant amount of my personal education and my personal growth. We got to remember, as real estate investors, it's easy to get into an autopilot mode, and you continue to do what you like to do, what you know how to do, and what you enjoy to do doing. And what you'll find is, you know, it's not too long before you could find yourself in a rut or in an autopilot mode, and you're not entertaining new ideas, new concepts, new solutions, new processes, new procedures that will truly grow your business the next year and on into the future. You know, many of us part-time investors, including myself, when I was a part-time investor, we come from the corporate world, or we currently have corporate jobs. And as a corporate employee, I know we used to call it continuous improvement. That's how we educated and committed ourselves to constant improvement, with programs that fell under the umbrella of continuous improvement. And they were very deliberate efforts that we took on each and every day to improve ourselves as individuals and as businesses in order to grow and improve our results year over year. We've got to do the same type of continuous improvement efforts and focus as real estate investors. I think you should also look back in 2016 at your capital. You know, we'll talk about marketing in a minute, but if marketing is the gasoline or the fuel that starts your real estate investing engine, capital is the oil that keeps it running day in and day out. And look back on your capital in 2016. It's a critical element of your business. Without capital, despite how good your marketing is, when those great deals come across your desk as a real estate investor, if you don't have the capital to invest in those opportunities, your business is going to lock up like an engine without oil. You can have a full tank in your marketing funnel, but if there's no oil in that engine, it'll lock up right away. And that oil, in our case, is capital. And you know, ask yourself, did you deplete your capital too early in 2016? Did you run out of still more deals to be bought and purchased? Did you have a reliable source for capital in 2016? Or was it somebody or some entity or some source that didn't last as long as you did, or didn't last as long as your business did in 2016? And did you have an affordable source of capital? Maybe you had plenty of capital and it was very accessible, but as you look back, do you realize now that, gosh, perhaps I paid too much for that in the form of interest or in the form of points? You know, so really look hard at the capital in your business. It's the critical component of your business in addition to marketing. And if you don't have the proper capital and the proper access to capital and the proper amount of capital, your business will come to a screeching halt. Yeah, we talked about marketing as the fuel to your business and capital being the oil that keeps that business engine running. And we've done a look at our marketing. Real estate investing nationwide has become so incredibly competitive. Some markets more than others, but it's so incredibly competitive, and marketing is truly what creates a competitive advantage. And marketing being those efforts that you take on as a real estate investor in order to generate leads in order to get access to sellers who are excited about and motivated to sell their properties at a discount as a result of some pain that they're experiencing. You've got to have a strong marketing engine with a fuel tank, with a full fuel tank, driving and producing leads each and every day in order to keep your business alive and running. And without it, without marketing, no business. And it's very easy to get dependent upon or comfortable with a single channel of marketing. And there's so many different ways to market for motivated sellers as a real estate investor. So you can use the internet, which we've seen has become increasingly more competitive and more popular and more effective in getting access to motivated sellers who are ready to sell their properties for cash as is quickly to real estate investors. You've got direct mail, which I'll also say is incredibly impactful. It's highly competitive because of its affordability and its ease of execution, but with that being said, it is still incredibly impactful for you as a real estate investor. And if you're not doing direct mail in order to generate leads to support your real estate investing business, I highly encourage you to explore direct mail. You know, there's also common mediums. And perhaps as a part-time investor, these mediums aren't as reachable or accessible or realistic for you, but they're things to consider as you look at 2017 and you look back on 2016 and you're looking for ways to create a step function improvement in your business. Look at some of these mediums, such as radio, TV, and billboards. You know, these are all things that I do here in Dallas as a full-time investor. And granted, I didn't do those as a part-time investor, but they are the mediums and the marketing that truly elevated my business from a part-time business to a scalable full-time business. The point is, you know, the key competitive advertising and marketing is a key competitive advantage for you in this highly, highly competitive real estate investing market. And challenge yourself. Look back on the prior year. What did you do to generate leads? And what didn't you do, more importantly, to generate leads in 2016 that you could do to generate leads in 2017? And then finally, I encourage you to take a look at your processes and your people side of your business, which go hand in hand in many respects. And I'll admit, as a real estate investor and a small business owner, you know, process and people is something that's very easy to overlook. You know, we're small business owners. We've kind of got a jack of all trades mentality, and you know, we're willing to do it all and do everything as small business owners. That's the nature of small business, and that's what many small business owners thrive on, the ability to have their hands in everything and do it with very limited resources. That's the nature of small business. So with that being said, it's very easy to overlook, you know, the processes and procedures within your business, because you get so used to doing things and you do things the way you want to and you do things the way you believe they need to be done with the people or resources that you have access to, or the limited people and resources you have access to. So it may be one of the most difficult opportunities to recognize and change in your business, because we're creatures of habit and we do things that we think are best and we continue to do them. And sometimes we fail to take the blinders off and look around us at new processes and new procedures that we can use in our business. The key point is, look at what you're not doing, what you are doing, and what you don't need to do, and what you need to do in order to really drive the people and process side of your business. As you reflect on what you accomplished in 2016, give equal attention to what you might have missed and what you didn't do in 2016. It may be what leads you to the next level in 2017.
Excellent points, as always, Kevin, and very good advice going forward in 2017. This is a very fruitful review of 2016. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lewis.